Welcome back to Shelby County High School. Tommy Grogan on the carry here on second down for Oldham County, who has moved to the north side of the field, and we've changed sides for the quarter. Flag on the play here, and still awaiting the indication, but it appears Shelby County is the culprit on this one. They're marking off a 10-yard penalty. Oh, I think this is a 15-yard penalty. Personal foul. Still waiting for another indication. I think we might have missed it, but some sort of a personal foul there, and now Oldham County, first and 10 from the 41. Here's a handoff up the middle. I believe that's Grogan again on the run.
I believe that was Oldham County's first down tonight
via a penalty. 32 was the ball carrier. That's Lucas Jones. Gain of 4 on the play to the 45. Here's another handoff to Jones. He'll stutter step, bounce out to the right. He's met there at the line of scrimmage by Shelby County's number 25, Clayton O'Donohue.
It depends on, seems Oldham County is trying to pick the pace up.
Well, and you expect that kind of change of pace when they bring in another quarterback. Eric Edwards seems to be more of a passer, and this Aaron Harden seems to be more of a quick pace type of runner. This one is Lucas Jones again. He's wrapped up in the backfield on a great defensive pursuit by number 21, Drew Mack.
Drew locked his guy up just like you're supposed to, rode with him, shedded him off, and made the tackle for a loss.
Pitch was a sweep to the near side on third down, and Mack drops him for a loss of 2 on the play back to the 42-yard line, and that'll bring up 4th and 9, and Oldham County trots out their punt team. For 81, Blake Caudill, punter tonight. He's punted 4 times already. This will be his first in the second quarter. A lot of low kicks tonight has led Keon Stone to have to make a decision on whether to come and get it or not. This one, another one kicked away from Stone. It almost hits a rocket in the back. That's Garen Edwards, but it goes out of bounds. Edwards had his back turned to the punt in coverage, and he got fortunate there that wasn't pinned in the back or hit by the ball, but goes out of bounds and marked at the 26. Shelby County will march back out with senior quarterback Tyler Drain, leading 21 to nothing. 10:02 left to go here in the first half. Drain in the shotgun, Moorhead behind him. Stone goes in motion. Fumble, ball on the ground. Drain picks it up. Going to try to just fall down, and 5 or 6 Oldham County defenders sniff that out and wrap Drain up for a big loss on the play.
I'm not sure what happened on that play. It's almost like he sort of fumbled it when he's getting ready to pitch or something there.
Drain a little gimpy as he gets up after that tackle. He did have several defenders fall on him at the end of the play there, and he's limping over here toward the near sideline.
Shelby Kennedy's going to take a timeout to give him a break.
They indeed will, and so will we. We'll step away for a short break. 9:36 left to go here in the second quarter. Shelby County on top, 21 to nothing.
You know, these Zaxby's fried pickles really take me back to Meemaw's kitchen.
Yeah, Meemaw really would have loved these. A time machine?
Yep, and I brought Meemaw back with me.
That's not Meemaw.
Okay, let's get you back inside.
Better than grandma's? Maybe. Indescribably good? Definitely. Fried pickles are back. Lightly breaded, fried to perfection, and served with ranch sauce. Try them before they're gone. Zaxby's.
Zaxby's of Shelbyville underwrites WXLN programming. Power 93.3, WXLN, and WXLNradio.com. Thanks Perry's Auto Sales for their support. Perry's Auto Sales in Shelbyville has been in business over 20 years and is a quality used car lot specializing in used vehicles with on-the-lot financing available. Perry's Auto Sales is located at 219 Main Street in Shelbyville. Their phone number is 633-0028. Perry's Auto Sales in Shelbyville supports Rockets and Titan Sports. Need a quality used car at a price you can afford? Then stop in at Perry's Auto Sales and have a look around.
Tyler Drain comes back out from the timeout. He'll stay in the game. A late substitution in the game, Clayton O'Donohue comes into the tight end position. Stone in motion, far side. They'll hand it off up the middle. And here's a cut, and it's Clayton O'Donohue. He's over the 40, up to the 50. Now down inside the 40, 30, 25, and he won't be caught. Touchdown, Shelby County, Caleb Moorhead.
Caleb come through right up the middle. It was that simple dive again, and he made a cut to the outside, and he busted it. We got a flag down.
There is a flag down here at the end of the run, and I'm not so sure that this isn't a penalty against Oldham County on a possible tripping. I don't know. We'll see here. That's just speculation. head official now going to give the indication. It's going to be a personal foul against Oldham County. So the touchdown stands, and that run, we haven't marked off that run. We'll get the number, but Caleb Moorhead with the rushing touchdown pushes the Shelby County lead out to 27-0 here. Still early on in the second quarter, Shelby County will take that penalty on the kickoff. And so here's Edwards for the extra point. Drain holding. Good snap, good hold, and a good kick. Make it 28-0 Shelby County here with 9:24 left to go in the first half. We'll take another break. You're listening to Rocket Football on WXLNRadio.com.
This is Jason Underwood from Shelbyville Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart. It's nice to know that there are people who care more than you expect them to. At Shelbyville Pharmacy, our mission is to provide the highest quality care to you, our neighbors and friends. We offer an array of services for the entire family, from medication flavoring for children to easy-to-remember medication packs for seniors. And we will show you that we value your time by filling your prescriptions in minutes, not hours. At Shelbyville Pharmacy, you will receive the personal attention that you deserve from a pharmacist who knows you and your medications. Shelbyville Pharmacy and Health Mart, caring for you and about you, located in Governor Square.
Shelbyville Pharmacy underwrites WXLN.
Back at Robert Doyle Stadium, where Josh Edwards will spot down the kick at the Colonel 45, and off air here, making a few comments, as well as the defense has played for the Rockets. You go ahead and try another onside here.
Well, they've got eight guys up there. I think they're sort of looking for that.
Edwards approaches the ball, and he will blast it out of the end zone for a touchback. That's his fifth touchback of the night, and Oldham County will start once again from their own 20-yard line. 28-0 here. 9:24 left in the first half. You know, they are honoring the 1986 Rocket football team on a 30-year anniversary tonight.
Yeah, they got the 86 class back tonight. I haven't seen too many of them around.
You know the scary stat about 86? That's the year I was born. First and 10, Oldham County. Here's a pass to the far sideline intended for number 4, Zach Young. Falls incomplete.
Looks like they took out a
chain gang member over there,
chain
right?
Chain gang member.
Second and 10.
He's a rocket. He bounced back.
He's up quick. 9:20 here. The clock is stopped. Second and 10 from the 20. Still have Aaron Harden in there at the quarterback position. He did not start the game. Eric Edwards was the starter. And here's a flag on the play before the snap.
I mean, that is interesting that Edwards has not been back in there. He's taken the majority of the snaps the first two games.
And between the two, he actually looked like a better passer, which down 28, you'd expect to see more of. We're going to back this one up on an illegal procedure penalty. Two wide outs to each side. Here's a pass over the middle. Ooh, nice hit in coverage. That's number 15. Colin O'Hare, who was able to break the play up. The intended receiver, Trey Tucker, number 10. First time we've called his name tonight. And that brings up third down and 15 from the Colonel 15-yard line.
Perfect situation for the defense. Third and long.
Trips right. Single receiver to the near side, and they're going to hand it off on a delay, and it is stopped immediately. That's Connor Dean, Drew Mack.
You know, that was a
little Ryan Johns on the play as well. Sorry.
A little delayed draw there. Defensive lineman picked that up quickly.
And so the Oldham County offense has not found this Rocket defense's weakness to this point, being shut out. Fourth down and 15. Caudill, the punter, gets it away. This one's in the middle of the field. Bounces at the 40. Stone picks it up at the 48. Bounces to the right side. Makes a man miss. Cuts back to the middle. He's across the 30 and going to be brought down at about the 26-yard line, 27-yard line. So about a 19-yard return there for Keon Stone. And the story tonight, Tom, has been the great field position for the Rockets.
Again, we are 28-yard line this time. Stone fielded that one just like a shortstop, broke down on it, but scooped it up, and he was gone.
Still a lot of time left here in the second quarter. We've had a lot of stoppage of play with Oldham County throwing incomplete passes. 9:04 left to go here in the first half. Tyler Drain back on the field. Caleb Moorhead lines up behind him. Stone and Davis also on the field. Stone goes in motion. It's a pitch to the left. He'll stop, try to make a cut back to the other field. Gets a block by Moorhead. Here's Drain out front. He'll get a block, and it looks like he'll get back to the line of scrimmage, but a lot of running there and some scrappiness now at the end of the play between Keon Stone and Lucas Jones of Oldham County. They'll break that up quickly.
I'll tell you what, he did an excellent job seeing that we weren't going to have anything, turn it on the dime. You know, two of your two mates peel back, get two good blocks, and you're able to get back a little bit of positive yards.
And what could have been a big loss on the play, exactly right. So it is second down and 10. Moorhead behind Drain, who's in the shotgun. Stone to the near side. Davis to the far side. They'll give to Moorhead up the middle. He's got a big gain inside the 20.
That time we sent the man in motion that kicked that outside linebacker out just a little bit. Doubled down on the tackle and ran Moorhead right off the sort of the inside veer look.
It opened up a lot of space in the middle of the field, and Moorhead, with a quick step, picked up the first down. They marked this ball down inside the 20 at the 17, first and 10 Shelby County. 7:56 on the clock here in the first quarter. And now we're going to see Drew Mack, number 21. Haven't seen this before. He'll line up behind Tyler Drain. Hand off to the left side. This is Keon Stone. He makes a man in this, bounces outside, gets to the first down marker, and he's going to be tackled inside or at the 5-yard line on a great run by number 22, Keon Stone.
Drew Mack in at fullback for the first time that we've seen. Got the initial block to get him going up field. He left that guy out sprinted. Almost got the block at the goal line to get him in.
Ball spotted down at the 4-yard line, so first and goal for the Rockets, leading 28-0 here in the second quarter.
I think Moorhead's okay. Just had to get a drink after that long run, catch his wind.
Mack still in the ball game, lined up at fullback here behind Drain. Here's the snap. They're going to pitch it on a sweep to Davis around the right side, looking for a block, and he's going to be stopped. It's going to be a loss on the play as he's pushed back. He never went to the ground. They blew the play dead after he lost forward momentum.
Starting to get a little chippy out there. Lucas Jones for Oldham stripped the ball away from him.
Yeah.
Sort of gave him a little push like, I got it.
Yeah. Jones looking for some extra motivation out there as he's trailing four scores right now. 28-0, and so this will be a second down play as they mark a loss of, let's call it two. It's just outside the 5-yard line. So second and goal from the 5. And now we see Keon Stone go in motion. They're going to hand it off to Drew Mack up the middle. Does he get to the end zone? Touchdown. How about that? A late call from the officials, but I believe he landed with the ball across the plane and good enough to be called a Shelby County touchdown. Drew Mack with his first rushing touchdown of the year.
Drew Mack, he come up jumping just as happy as could be. Start giving his linemen high fives and everybody
looking for
jumping.
Someone to hug, that's right. 34-0, 6:39 to play here in the first half. Edwards on for the kick. Drain holding, low snap. And the kick is up and good. And we still got some more jawing going on between both teams, and it looked like they're Carter McGuff, he I think got in the face of Tyler Drain there at the end of the play, but the officials let it go, and we've got a 35-0 ball game. We'll step away. You're listening to Rocket Football on 93.3.
Hall Taylor Funeral Home, Shelbyville and Taylorsville is proud to support Rockets and Titan Sports. Steve Collins and his staff know that our children are our future and believe in our local sports programs and supporting our local community. It's important for all of us to take pride in our school system and support our students in any way we can. Good luck to all of our sports programs this year. Hall Taylor Funeral Home underwrites WXLN programs.
Gifted to savings now at
at your local Kubota dealer, Jacoby Sales in Shelbyville. Take on your toughest jobs with field-proven hay tools. Kubota's disc mower conditioners, rakes, tedders, and balers are ready to meet the demands of your farm. Now you can get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years and great customer instant rebates on select Kubota hay tools. Now through September 30th, 2016, call toll-free 800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms. Your local Kubota dealer in Shelbyville is Jacoby Sales. Jacoby Sales underwrites WXLN programming.
Low kick from Edwards picked up at the about the 10-yard line, returned to the Shelby County 45. And now we'll see the quarterback, Eric Edwards, back in the game for the Colonels. Here's a snap. Handoff around to the right side. And this is going to be run out of bounds. That's number 3, Tommy Grogan, on the carry for Oldham County.
You know, Sean, everybody that follows high school football knows that 36-0 is the running clock. Coach Shipley's always been a class act. You know, very easily could have gone for 2 there, go ahead and get the clock running, but went ahead and took the extra point just to keep it at 35.
6-yard gain for Grogan. Brings up 2nd and 4 from the 34-yard line. It's my mistake. They spotted the ball down at the 40-yard line to start this drive for the Colonels. 2nd and 4. Here's Edwards going to pitch it to Grogan right side. He's going to be met in the backfield. That's a Sordo. That's Jordan Nava. I'm sorry. 54, not 55. Jordan Nava on the tackle in the backfield for a loss for this Rocket defense, who has had so far a marvelous performance.
I tell you what, they had 8 guys over there.
So what was 2nd and 4 has now turned into 3rd and 8 from the 38-yard line. Colonels in Rocket territory. Eric Edwards, the quarterback, brings William Stanley back to the right side. They've got 2 wide receivers, 1 to each side, and a running back behind the quarterback. He'll drop to pass. It's Edwards. He pumps, now has to roll to the outside, and tries to get rid of it out of bounds as he's brought down by Ryan Johns and Jordan Nava of the Rocket defense. Looking to see here if they've got a flag for intentional grounding. And
he was outside the box running for his dear life and able to flip it away out of bounds past the line of scrimmage. So
from the 38, the decision now for Mike Schatzer is down 35-0. What do you got to lose? They'll go 5 wide receivers. And a new quarterback, that's Harden. He'll drop back. He's got to step up. He's wrapped up, and he'll be brought down. The Rocket defense has swarmed this offense all night long, and 3 of them get in the backfield there. That's Nava again with Drew Mack and Ryan Johns on a sack. And that's a turnover on downs here with 5:18 left to go in the first half. Shelby County will get the ball back at their own 46.
Another great defensive stand right there. Again, Rockets taking over at midfield. Had great field position all night.
35-0. Both sides of the ball tonight and special teams, got to give them their due, have looked outstanding for the blue and gold. Tyler Drain looking to the sideline. Looks like he'll burn a timeout here as they're looking for a running back. They were a player short, and it looks like Caleb Moorhead or Drew Mack. One of those guys. No, we're going to see Brendan Durr now move out to the huddle. Moorhead getting worked on here on the training table. Just now seeing that, so we'll see what we can find out about what's going on with him. But we'll keep it here through the timeout with 5:18 left to go in the first half. Shelby County on top, 35-0. Moorhead was out for the last series. Drew Mack came in and got a rushing touchdown, and not sure if we. We thought that after a long run he made earlier that he'd come out, maybe just he was gassed or getting a breather. It appears more likely now that run possibly was something that is nagging him now.
I'm not sure. He's got his shoe and sock off down there, and they're working on it. I'm not sure what's going on.
Well, timeout is going to be over. Both teams back on the field here. They've got Brendan Durr on the field now, lined up behind the quarterback. Drain's going to drop back and pass, looking for Catlett down the seam. He's got him inside the 20-yard line, and a nice throw and catch there on the play for Shelby County. No laundry on the field as we look across. No flags, and Catlett went on a post route over the middle. And Drain timed that very nicely. And here comes Catlett now off the sideline. Shelby County looking to punch another one in as this one spotted at the 16.
Perfect time for that. We've been busting it up the middle, hitting the corner, and now, you know, we catch them sneaking up a little bit. And a perfect throw.
Ethan Gorey is the wide receiver subbed in for Shelby County, as well as William Davis in the backfield. So a few new faces here on the offensive side of the ball for the Rockets here late in the first half. A flag down for illegal procedure on the offense. 5-yard penalty. We'll back this up from the 16.
That's usually a good sign. It's on the center of the guards when the umpire throws it right at the center.
Move it from the 16 back to my favorite number, the 21, first and 15. Durr is the fullback. William Davis, the freshman, in motion. They'll hand it off to Durr up the middle. Short gain on the play here.
And you know, of all the fullbacks, Durr's the bruiser.
Yeah.
He'll take it up in there and carry three or four guys with him.
Now we'll see also Clayton O'Donohue on the offense as Keyshawn Catlett checks back in. Got Stone, Brendan Durr, and William Davis. Davis going in motion to the far side. They'll fake the pitch to him as Drain comes to the near side. Throws in the flat to Durr. He catches it. He's going to cut back to the middle as he has a leg taken out. But he'll fall across the 5-yard line.
Another flag on the play, Sean.
And we do have another flag. This one thrown at about the 16-yard line. Going to have an ineligible receiver downfield. The lineman went upfield a little too early.
You know, that was sort of a fake tall sweep bootleg there. Come around. Durr, he broke up the middle just like he always does. Peeled outside wide open.
Yeah. Yeah, nice little design on that play. So we see Moorhead now going to come back in the game. Durr, he took a shot there at the leg as he was brought down, but he looks okay. Moorhead looks like he's okay. He'll join the huddle. And after the penalty, the Rockets are still at the 21, second and 15. Here's the snap as Drain's going to drop back and pass. He's going to hit Davis in the flat.
Oh, great move.
Up the seam. He'll get down close to the 10-yard line with 3:20 and the clock still running here in the first half. Davis, a freshman, got in the end zone twice last week against Grayson County. One on a catch and one on a run.
That time, you know, he caught one just right in the seam, made a great quick lateral move, and was able to get some more yards. Now we're third and manageable.
O'Donohue going to check out of the game. James Bradley comes in. He's going to flank out to the left side at receiver. Davis in the slot on the near side with Keyshawn Catlett and O'Donohue. Stone also out to the left side at receiver. Drain drops back, throws left side at Green. Bradley on a screen. He'll be tackled near the 10, and that'll bring up fourth down, and Josh Edwards going to march out. No doubter here for Todd Shipley to give the senior kicker the opportunity here in a good spot in the middle of the field, and the Rockets will try their first field goal attempt tonight. Edwards has been perfect on extra points tonight, and holding this one is going to be Colin O'Hare. Normally Tyler Drain is the holder. Edwards going to have this one from the 18-yard line, about a 30-yard attempt. Kick is up, and it is plenty long enough and good. Josh Edwards, the senior kicker, pushes it to 38-0. Shelby County on top. We'll have a running clock when we come back. You're listening to Rocket Football on 93.3 WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
Hi, I'm Alice Creakey, owner of Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. We are proud to be the leader in physical therapy and orthopedic rehab in Shelby County and the surrounding areas for the last 13 years. Whether you have had a sports injury or are suffering from low back pain, neck pain, muscle or joint pain, arthritis, tendonitis, preparing for surgery, or recovering from surgery, Max Performance is the choice for you. Come experience the Max Performance difference and let our team of highly trained and caring professionals help you eliminate your pain, restore your function, and return to the activities that you enjoy. Max Performance provides a friendly and encouraging environment and specializes in creating individualized treatment plans that are specifically designed for each patient based on their needs and desired goals of treatment. Be one of the hundreds of people each month who experience our unique approach to physical therapy and let us make a positive difference in your life. So no matter what your game, don't get sidelined by pain this season. Let Max Performance take care of all of your physical therapy and sports medicine needs. Let us help you get back to life, to work, to play. Max Performance is proud to be the choice of the Martha Lane Collins Titans and the Shelby County Rockets for sports medicine services. We We excel in our field so you can excel on yours. Call today to schedule your appointment. 647-0133.
Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab underwrites WXLN Radio.
38-0 Shelby County on top of Oldham County. Edwards' kick is returned by Oldham County out to near the 25-yard line now with a running clock inside a minute 45. And Oldham County in no hurry as we approach halftime in what has been a blowout to this point.
This will be 2 weeks in a row. Rockets have had a running clock in the first half.
Here's a run around the right side. Tommy Grogan gets knocked off his feet out of bounds. It's going to be number 15, Colin O'Hare, on the tackle for Shelby County. The clock now under 1 minute. I'm going to mark that for a gain of 9 on the play out to the 34-yard line. Second down and 1. Nice light breeze here tonight.
Gorgeous night.
It couldn't be much perfect, much more perfect. Here's a drop back and pass. Harden hits a man in the numbers. That's going to be number 10, Trey Tucker, who couldn't hold on to it. And now the clock still doesn't stop at any point with a 38-point lead. Well, now
Oldham's going to take a timeout.
We are going to get a stop of the clock as Oldham does take a timeout. With 22 seconds left in the half, Rockets lead it 38-0 over the Colonels. Listening to Rocket Football on 93.3 WXLN.
I'm John Shannon, and you've probably heard of the saying, life goes on. But with the recent death of my father, I know that is easier said than done. We at Shannon Funeral Service also know that when death comes to your loved one, it might be hard to imagine how life could go on. So we serve by focusing not just on respecting that life, but to do everything possible to help that family move from point A to point B. Meaning that from the first phone call that a precious life is gone, we strive to facilitate a ceremony that promotes healing to that family and honor to the deceased. We help counsel a family about burial and varied cremation options, and we are there to help guide a family with certain legal requirements, present items to consider beyond the funeral, and we even provide a shoulder on which to cry from point A to point B, because life does go on. If we can help you with that, call 633-1266 or check out our website at www.shannonfuneralhome.com.
Oldham County runs their second down play. A run for Tommy Grogan, good for a first down. They're going to mark that at the 35-yard line of Oldham County, and it'll be first and 10, but there are 10 seconds left, and Oldham County burns their last time out of the half. We'll keep it here. Both teams are ready to go and get this first half over with. Aaron Harden at quarterback for Oldham County has two wide right, two wide left, and a running back in behind him. Drops back to throw. Now scrambling around to the right, and he'll be brought down for a sack by Clayton O'Donoghue and Justice Powers as time expires here in the first half. It's been all Shelby County from the opening kick. They lead 38-0 over the Oldham County Colonels. Thank you for listening on Power 93.3 WXLN.